you're listening to Principal Broadcasting, featuring the League of Professionals with Muriel Donnelly, weekdays 10 to 4 p.m. with current topics to elevate your career to the next level.
John Stevens here on Principal Broadcasting, and today I have a very special guest joining my show. Her name is Tara Hill, and her company, Reiki on the Run, is out of Tampa, Florida area. We're going to learn all about what Tara Hill is doing to help the fine folks of Florida. And we're going to also find out a little bit about what Reiki is and how she puts her spin on it. So without any further ado, let's welcome her to the show. Tara Hill, welcome.
Thank you.
Tara, for those not kind of in the know, could you tell us a little bit about what Reiki actually is?
Sure. It's a healing modality, like one would get acupuncture or massage, but it's done without touch or with light touch, and can also be done distance because it's energy work and it's not subject to space issues.
What you're saying basically is you don't necessarily have to be in your area to kind of have this work done. You could really be anywhere.
Right. I can do it from my house to yours. I do on video, through Skype or something like that, or in person, yes.
And now, Tara, first of all, how long have you been doing Reiki? And more specifically, what kind of drew you into the energy work?
I was actually looking for something to help my son. My son would probably be on the autistic spectrum if I had him tested. Well, but I was looking for ways to help him out, and I went and got this done, and I thought that would be an amazing thing. So I learned how to become a Reiki practitioner because my results were amazing, and his were too. So
wow, that was my next question. I was going to ask, has it helped your son?
Absolutely.
Wow, that's fantastic.
And myself, yeah.
For those who maybe have never seen it done, could you just kind of talk about your process, for example? Like, how does one go about getting this done? Does it start off with a consultation? What sort of things do you expect your clients to bring? Do you expect them to bring an open mind?
There's no, people tell me as much as they want. The whole thing is energy. And so energy will go where it needs to go. You know, if it's more emotional healing that you need, if it's physical pain, it knows where to go. It's energy. There's really nothing you need to do except sit there and let it go.
So, Tara, what you're saying is bring yourself. That's it.
That's it. Yes.
I'm trying to get a grasp of why you sort of went into Reiki specifically, because there's so many works of energy out there. Why did you kind of zone in on Reiki?
It was acceptable. Traditional things weren't working with helping my son out, and so I wanted to go to alternative healing modality that was available that I could find and try. So I was trying everything, and this one, it just blew my mind, you know.
What's your client base look like currently? Do you kind of get a lot of business? Is this more word of mouth? Do you market yourself? What sort of age range do you kind of find yourself working in?
All ages. I do get a lot of word of mouth. I have a YouTube channel, and I get a lot of people from there. And a lot of my focus has been on recovering after a heartbreak. And so I do tend to get a lot of people who are, you know, moving on and things like that. But that's just because of the station. But you get all ages, kids, people will do their pets, help with pets, anything.
Wow.
There's no one, yeah.
Tara, that's insane. Now, if we could, I saw something on your sheet here that I really kind of hit close to home, because I have a lot of family members who have been through chemotherapy or have had cancer, stuff like that. So could you talk a little bit about Reiki for chemo? Is this like a special service that you offer?
Yeah, Reiki for chemo, I do a monthly group session for anyone who is going through chemo, has been through chemo, who is a caretaker for someone that's going through chemo, anyone really who is involved. I lost my mom to cancer after 5 years.
Wow.
And if I'd known this then, it would have helped a lot. And it helps a lot with easing up the nausea, sleeping better, just a better outlook in general. So I do once a month. Anybody that signs up has this group healing for an hour. It's the first Tuesday of the month, and it's completely free.
Wow, Tara, that is fantastic. Completely free. Now, what exactly do you see as the future of your business? Do you want to take this bigger? I mean, is your goal to, do you want to do Reiki on the Run in all 50 states? Where exactly do you see your business going? And more specifically, where do you see your industry kind of going?
I see it moving quickly It's becoming way more mainstream and accepted. And, you know, other people are coming at, you know, getting to their wits' end and not being able to find answers, and they're coming to alternative modalities, and it's growing. I personally want to heal the world. So, yeah, I think that would be expanding.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I hope to reach as many people as possible. It's an amazing thing to experience, and, yeah, I hope it grows. And what I do, it's more and more known. When I mention it now, people aren't, what? You know, more and more people have heard about it, so.
I was going to say, I feel like you're getting in on the ground floor here. I feel like it's only going to go up. And again, Tara Hill, thank you so much for coming on and sharing a little bit of your story with us. Now, where can people find Reiki on the Run if they were looking for it online? Do you have a website or a Facebook page, anything like that?
Yes, I have. My website is reikiontherun.com, and I have my YouTube channel. You can find me from there. You just go to my bio, and it'll have a link to my YouTube channel.
Wonderful. Well, Tara Hill of Reiki on the Run, thank you so much for coming on and sharing a little piece of your story with us. We really appreciate it. And it sounds like you're doing really great things down there in Florida. So thank you for coming on. We wish you the best of luck.
This is Principal Broadcasting, the professional's choice.